Welcome to the Storage Mavericks podcast. My name is Brandon Brashears, and here we discuss all things related to self-storage, from marketing to branding to tools and technology that you can use to improve customer service, the management of your units, and help to increase your NOI. Whether you're a self-storage owner, investor, or simply interested, this podcast is for you. Here we talk on interviews as well as solo episodes like this that's going to give you tools, resources, and tips to help you with your self-storage units. All right, let's jump into today's episode. So today we are talking about developing a winning marketing strategy for your self-storage business. Having the right strategy and developing an overall strategy is incredibly important. You can think about it like blueprints to building a building or a house. If you don't have a plan and you just start putting together 2x4s and put a roof on it, you're not going to actually end up with something that's going to be functional. And so when you're creating a marketing plan, you need to have an overall kind of blueprint. And that's exactly what we're going to be talking about today. We just are in a series right now. It's a 4-part series where we're talking about fundamentals that are going to help you to get more out of your storage units. So the first 2 episodes, we talked about unlocking your dream clients, figuring out how to figure out exactly who you want to be targeting. And then we figured out what your unique selling proposition was. How do you make yourself different and not a commodity from other units that are directly around you? So if you haven't listened to those episodes, be sure to go back and listen to them, because they are definitely fundamental and important in building upon your process here. Because when you're building a full strategy, first off, I think it's always good to know who you want to be targeting, who are your dream kind of clients that you're going to get in as tenants. Then what makes you unique and different, and how can you package that in a way that's going to help convey more value and close more of those dream tenants. And so now we can build an overarching plan here. So we're going to be talking about, number one, creating a marketing plan. We're going to be talking about choosing the right channels, because we want to make sure that the channels in the plan line up to the target market, your unique selling proposition, and things like that. And then we're going to talk about some really important tips for creating marketing campaigns based on your goals. Okay, so let's jump into part number one, which is creating a marketing plan that's going to align with your business goals. So number one, what is the goal of your self-storage units? Because you have to consider that your self-storage units are unique. And if you own multiple self-storage units, you probably know that each location is different as well. If you're building something brand new from the ground up, or if you have something that's established and full, if you've bought something that is mostly vacant, it's going to be different based on the goals. So there's typically 3 different categories that I would put people in. So one would be new construction launch, one would be established building relaunch, and number 3 would be maintain and manage. And there's going to be different kind of KPIs across each one of those. So number 1, you need to set out measurable goals, and they need to be specific. SMART goals are specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. And I think that that is just very general. Most people know about that. But when it comes to marketing, those elements are incredibly important, because you have to, if you don't have a goal and you don't know where you're going, it's like taking a trip without knowing where your end spot is. So trying to figure out something that's going to be manageable, if you don't know what it is, like let's say you're starting a ground-up construction and you have 100 units and you don't know what a good monthly goal is for bringing on new tenants, set a goal that you think is a little bit aggressive but achievable still. So maybe you're going to do 25 a month for the beginning, you know, and that's your goal, and you're going to try to work that backwards and hit there. But setting that goal is going to be important, because then it's going to inform the next steps that you do and how much activity. If you had 100 units and you wanted to get 80 units filled in a month, you would have a much more aggressive marketing plan, right? So figuring out which goal you want to do and set is always where we begin. And anytime you're talking about marketing, I think this is really, really important. If you're talking to any professional that is in marketing, and they're telling you that you need to be doing specific tactics or working on certain things, it's just very important that if they don't start with, well, what are your goals? What are we trying to achieve here first? And then what's the best way to get there? That is a red flag. If somebody's showing up with a tactic and they're saying, you need to be doing this type of thing, or you need to do this specific channel, or you need these kinds of ads, or, you know, fill in the blank there. If somebody's telling you those kinds of things, it's a red flag because they're just trying to sell you on a shiny object that might not be the best. So always start with goals and you will have much better results. So if we can identify what KPIs are going to be most important to that marketing plan, it's going to help you to track things that matter. When it comes to doing any kind of marketing, so number one, you need to know how many units you want to fill. Number two, you need to know how many inbound leads you have. You need to know how many you've closed. You need to know what the cost per lead is. And then you need to know how long somebody stays in your building. And I think those are the base, bare minimum KPIs that you need to be using, because from there, you can get a lot of really helpful information. If you know what your close rate is from leads to tenants, you can then figure out how many leads you need to drive. If you can figure out, like, let's say that you're sending 10 clicks to your website a day, and out of those 10 clicks, one becomes a lead. And let's say that you close 50% of your leads. You would need to get 20 clicks per day to get one tenant, theoretically, right? So you can work backwards from those goals and figure out what you need to do. So let's say you wanted to get 20 new tenants in. And let's say you did a 50% conversion rate of people who called in. And let's say that you needed 10 clicks to do that. You would need 200 clicks to get 10 people if you're doing Google Ads, right? And obviously clicks aren't created equal. A Google Ad click is not the same as a Facebook click. It's not the same as an Instagram click. You have to know which traffic channels perform based on the objectives and things that you're doing there. So based on that, though, we have to choose the right marketing channels for your storage units. So there's just generally, and if I'm breaking this down as basic as possible, there's two types of traffic channels. You have one that is behavior-driven traffic, and you have one that is demographic-driven traffic. So basically anything on the internet comes down to, if you want to target somebody, you can target people based on demographics, you can target people based on behavior. And that is ultra simplified. There's a lot more to it than that. But I think this is a really good way to think about it. So for example, Google Ads or Google Search or Google My Business, all of these products, YouTube, for example, all of those things are set up so that if somebody searches for something, that's a behavior, they go to the site and they search, you can then influence those search results and show up based on that. The other alternative is demographic based. So targeting location, targeting age, targeting income. And so Facebook and Instagram is more of a demographic based targeting. You can create content that's going to go up to people based on interests, demographics and locations and everything like that. So ultra simplified, but you need to think about with your business goals, which one is better. I think for storage units, 100% you need to be doing all of the major organic channels that are behavior-based. So those are listings like Yelp and Google My Business and Yahoo Businesses. Those kinds of listing directories. There's a tool called Yext, which is a great tool. It lets you manage all of the major local business listing directories. And so that way you can target people organically. You're going to show up for traffic, right? When people are searching for storage units near me, for example. At the same time, I think it's helpful to have all social channels if you have the time and the skills to create content around social, if possible. And that'll help people that are in your right demographics that you want to target be able to see and get a feel for your self-storage units. I think talking about your unique selling proposition is really important because you're going to be able to shine through social and show what makes you and your storage units unique compared to others. So I think that that's something you should consider and focus on. You can also kind of think about it like going to the traffic store and buying new clients, right? If you're going to go and do any kind of paid advertising, and I think every self-storage units facility should do paid advertising. The reason for that is you can turn it on and off. You can measure it. You can test quickly. You can try new things quickly. So paid advertising is one of the best tools, in my opinion, for most self-storage units. And there's obviously going to be exceptions to that rule. But for the most part, it's, I think, a really good channel. And so, again, you can apply those same principles. We're going to target people based on demographics. We're going to target people based on behavior. Now, an important thing to note is when you're targeting people based on demographics, you have to give them a reason to take an offer. If you're targeting somebody that, I mean, unless you're just hitting the needle in the haystack and you find somebody on Facebook or Instagram that actually needs storage and they're like, oh, I was just thinking about that. I totally need a storage unit. I'm going to go get it. Most people are hanging out on Facebook or Instagram just to consume content, and they're not there to get offers and specials and things like that. So you need to make sure that you show them an offer that's going to entice them to get them there, right? So whenever you're thinking about, am I going to target behavior? You can target people based on behavior and you don't have to give as much away. If you target people based on demographics, you have to give more away. So put that into your business goals. Make sure that that traffic channel is going to align with your business goals, and make sure that it's the right placement for you. The other thing too is with the KPIs that we talked about, we want to make sure that everything is providing ROI. If posting on Facebook and posting content doesn't drive new clients in or doesn't retain your tenants, there's no reason to keep doing it, right? Just doing something for the sake of doing it is not a good idea, in my opinion. So think about that for sure. The other types of channels that are out there, it's called owned media as well. And so anytime that you can, when you're in control of either lists or things like that, so email lists, text message lists, if you can, as much as possible, get traffic channels that you are completely in control of. So sending out text message blasts or email blasts, email marketing, and following up with people, even if they were former tenants, getting them to come back in and go again. I think that's a really important marketing channel that everybody needs to have. So as a bare minimum, you need to have texting and email in addition to these outbound social channels. So now that you know the difference in general about main channels, it's time to think about what kind of marketing campaigns should we be creating. So first off, making sure that you know who your client is and then what your unique selling proposition is, or how you provide more value to that person, is incredibly important so that you can then implement the marketing plan that you go ahead and create. So I would say when you're thinking about creating a campaign, whether it's an email marketing campaign that you're going to send to people, whether it's a Facebook post or Facebook ad, whether it's an Instagram ad, or you know, anything like that, you're going to want to make sure that, number one, you have a compelling message. The better you are at creating value and showing that value proposition to your tenants, the better your conversion rate is going to be. And then number two, you want to make sure that it aligns with the network that you're targeting. So for example, with Google Ads, you're going to want to make sure that the calls to action align with Google Ads. A lot of times people want to call. So make sure that if you're running Google Ads, you have your call extensions and call tracking in place if possible, as well as setting your calls only to go during business hours when people can actually answer the phone. If you don't consider that, you'll get calls in the middle of the night that you pay for but don't actually get to capitalize on. So that's very, very important. With Facebook and Instagram, using things like native lead forms are helpful because it's a call to action that's native to Facebook and Instagram, and you're going to get better responses. You're going to be able to measure it more accurately, and Facebook's algorithms will be able to target and tailor those ads to people that are in the right group of that are converting. So that's, I think, very, very important. Now, when you're creating marketing campaigns, I think one thing that's probably overlooked often and is something that's very important is making sure that you have consistent messaging across all of your marketing channels. So number one, consistent offers, if possible, like move-in specials, consistent language so that people feel like they're in the same place, whether it's in an ad, whether it's in a listing, right? Your Google My Business listing should look like your website. Your website should look like your social profiles. Everything should be coherent and cohesive so that people don't feel like they're in the wrong place. If somebody clicks on something and it looks dramatically different than they were expecting, now you have another thing that you have to overcome to get somebody to convert. So you want people to have a consistent experience all the way through, because that's going to help to increase conversion. Now, when we talk about creating marketing campaigns, having a call to action is really, really helpful. And making that call to action as easy as possible reducing the work. They call it friction in a funnel. You want to reduce the friction as much as possible when you're taking somebody from being a stranger to being a customer. And so thinking about what is the easiest way to help this person make a buying decision and complete a purchase. Sometimes it will be just call us directly. And if somebody's searching on the internet and they want a self-storage unit, it might be calling. It might be sending them to your website so they can book a unit and get started right away. So it depends on what you have set up, but consider the process that you're putting these people through and make sure that you're making it as easy as possible. Because anything that you can do to reduce the difficulty when it comes to converting, you're going to have just way more effective campaigns, and it's going to be very helpful for you. Finally, once you have your calls to action down, you understand what you're trying to achieve, where you're sending traffic to, and you're trying to make that process as easy as possible, as frictionless as possible to help increase conversion as much as possible, it is now time to execute the campaigns. But we don't just run something and just let it either go forever or just start and stop something and not reflect back and look at what happened. So the fourth thing that we have to do is measure and adjust. Just like anything in life, you have to, if you want to have success with it, you have to, number one, have your goal that you set out to do, and then once it is either running or finished, you need to take a look back and reflect on that. Ray Dalio, he's one of the most successful hedge fund managers in history. I think he might be the most successful hedge fund manager in history. I'm sure you know who he is because you're in real estate and things. But Ray, in his book Principles, one of the things that I've started doing after reading his book, which I read and I think started in 2018 is when I started doing this, and it made the biggest impact on any of the marketing that I've done, which is every time he made a trade, he would write down what he thought going into it, what he thought would happen, his hypothesis going into it, the reasons that he was doing the trade, and then he would reflect back and take a look and see what actually happened. So that process of here's my hypothesis, here's our target, here's what we're trying out, here's what we're testing. Do that test and then look back. Was it successful? Yes or no? If it was not successful, should we scrap it or should we make adjustments to it? If it was successful, what was successful about it? Why was it successful? How can we apply that to the other things that we're doing? If you're doing this consistently in your marketing, you're going to dramatically decrease the time that it takes to be successful, especially if you have a consistent offer. In the self-storage business, there's not that many things to sell. And so if you understand your market and what they want, you're going to be able to package that and repackage that in a way that once you know what levers to pull, you're going to be able to pull those levers consistently and create a consistent outcome. But you have to do the work to know what is the goal, how are we going to try to achieve this, and then test it. But not only test it, but reflect back and be proactive in seeing and measuring and adjusting your marketing structure and your marketing strategy. If you think about too, just real quick, I mean, try to remember what you had for dinner 2 weeks ago. You probably don't remember. And so if you're running campaigns, and so many small business owners do this, they'll run a campaign on something, or they'll run a boost, or they'll do some kind of ads. Maybe they'll set up some Google ads themselves with smart campaigns. And most of these things are not successful because, number one, they don't have a clear goal. They don't have a clear objective and strategy. They don't have a clear conversion path. But beyond that, even if it did work, they're not able to measure it and know if it did work, so that the next time they're going, they're thinking, okay, what did I do last time? Can't remember, was it successful? So if you're not being really intentional with that, you have to start doing that and you're going to get much better results. I think that's probably the most important marketing strategy that I could share with you, because it's going to help you to get more out of anything that you're doing. Doesn't matter if it's organic or paid or social, doesn't matter. You're going to be able to improve and get incremental results. And the overlap that you get from improving, for example, let's say you're creating a Google Business Profile post. If you have a hypothesis, you're testing out what kind of responses are going to get done, what kind of keywords are going to rank for. You can apply those types of things to content. You can apply that to writing ads. So there's just overlap and improvement that you can get in every single aspect of your marketing, but you have to be really, really intentional about it. All right, let's review the four steps in creating a marketing strategy that's going to help you with your self-storage business. First thing, we need to create a plan that aligns with the goals. So what are the goals? What is the stage of your self-storage unit? Are you building? Are you launching? Are you relaunching? Are you maintaining? Next, we've got to choose the right marketing channels. And maybe you don't know which the right marketing channels are, so you're going to test things out, which is totally okay. Next, we are going to create marketing campaigns. And then last, we have to measure and adjust. And it never ends. You can always improve and continue to learn things and test things out, try things out. Listen, if you need help with your marketing, you can book a one-on-one time by sending me an email at brandon@maverickdigitalmarketing.com. That is Brandon, B-R-A-N-D-O-N, @maverickdigitalmarketing.com. And I'm happy to set up a one-on-one meeting with you. If you need help with anything, you have questions, please don't hesitate to reach out, and we'll talk to you soon. Have a great day, everybody.